Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Mike Chua, physical therapist, certified dementia practitioner, and your alternative career coach. Welcome to our career healthcare podcast and show, where we talk about different ways to find your alternative career and achieve both work and financial freedom. So visit our website, drmikechua.com or alternativehealthcarecareers.com for more information. Again, thank you for watching and listening. Welcome to our show. Be awesome, be great, be excellent, ACG. Have a great day and enjoy the show. Bye-bye. Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Mike Chua, physical therapist. And yes, I am your alternative career coach for today. First of all, happy Thanksgiving. But today we're going to be talking about different alternative careers with Dr. Francis Espinola.
HelloNote is a truly therapist-friendly practice management solution with integrated EMR that will enhance workflow, efficiency, and patient care. HelloNote reduces error and allows you to spend more time with your patients. It comes integrated with billing. Claims are generated once a note is completed. You can bill with one click and a patient portal, which streamlines the patient intake process. Beautifully engineered and cloud-based for easy accessibility, the software works on all platforms. You can access patient records from anywhere. We also offer 24/7 support. HelloNote is the practice management solution that you're looking for.
Good morning. Good morning, my Facebook friends and YouTube people. And of course, there in our podcast. Thank you very much for watching and listening to our show. Well, anyway, check that out. HelloNote, HelloNote.com. If you need the documentation system or EMR, electronic medical record in your startup clinic or whatever, check it out, HelloNote.com. And of course, don't forget our MedBridge education, MedBridgeEducation.com. Use the code ALTERNATIVE, ALTERNATIVE. You get 40% discount, especially now that it's Thanksgiving weekend. And of course, Black Friday. If you are going to shop, you know, shop MedBridgeEducation.com. Of course, also go to our website, AlternativeHealthcareCareers.com. But before I keep on going, let me just encourage you. If you guys can see this, type in, you can see it. Instead of begging for a seat, build your own table. This is so timely because I was begging for a seat in some of the companies I was working for, trying to prove my self-worth and everything. And then, you know, I'm trying to prove myself. And instead of begging for a seat in some of the companies that you're working for, build your own table, start your own side little hustle. And then be the best that you can be and start serving the client that you want to serve. All right? Anyway, today we have a special guest. Let me find his thing. Forgot to pull it up. Anyway, our special guest for today, his name is Dr. Francis Espinola. They call him Doc Cheng. We're going to ask him why Doc Cheng. He's a physical therapist. He owns what you call a therapy staffing agency called First Shepherd Therapy and Healthcare Staffing. And then he's a director of rehab from one rehab center here, Century Rehabilitation. He finished his doctorate of physical therapy at Utica College. His social security number is, oh no, he didn't send me that. He currently lives at Allen, Texas. Oh, that's where he lives at. And he's from San Pedro Laguna in the Philippines. We're going to ask him where in San Pedro. All right, without further ado, he's busy today. You know, he's in his car right now. And, you know, I told him, hey, let's go live. You know, let's help encourage people in our group. So without further ado, let's go ahead and bring in Dr. Cheng. What is going on, Dr. Cheng? There you are.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Mike. Good morning.
Hey, Francis, thank you very much for coming over. Appreciate you, man. Can you please tell us who you are? What do you do now? And then why are you in a car in this early morning. I just woke up, man.
All right. That's a good question. First and foremost, Doc Mike, I would like to thank you. It's been an honor to be here in your show. I've been watching your show since I think when it started, because I've been connecting with you even like 2 years ago. We've been, you know, chatting a little bit. So here we are. So I'm proud of you, and I call you the rehab rock star.
Well, there's another rehab rock star. I don't know if you know him. So.
You need to have me connected with him for sure. I'm a fan. There we go.
There you go. All right. So yeah. Could you please tell us?
Yeah, for sure.
What do you do now? What's your alternative career? I mean, we were just talking earlier. What do you do?
Doc Mike, just want to let you know, I'm also a graduate of University of Perpetual Health. You're in the Las Piñas branch. I'm on the Laguna branch.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, there you go.
Go Altas. We should be doing another show. We have that show called University of Perpetual Health Alumni Show. Mm-hmm. So let's do that too. So that way we're not speaking in English all the time.
Exactly. Plus, I know your dean because I taught there in the Laguna branch. Anyway,
really?
So I'm a grad. I taught there. Anyway, I'm a graduate of 2006 from University of Perpetual Health Philippines, Laguna. Worked there for about 5 years.
You graduated 2006?
Yes, Doc. Yep. I'm that old.
No, me. I graduated 1999, man.
Man, no. You look like my batch. You're
Thank
about
you.
The same batch, I think. Yeah. When you're laughing, you're always young, I guess. Anyway, yeah, and then did the 5 years work there. I work like 3 jobs in the Philippines. I work like in a home health setting. I work as a teacher, a clinical instructor, like anything to get some PT going. And you know how much companies pay there for physical therapists. So you dive in and take the TOEFL exam, for us to take the NPT exam. And I was also contracted by a staffing agency to help me, set foot here in the U.S. And then here we are about 11 years later from those past 15 years, work in different settings, outpatient, acute, skilled nursing, home health, except PEDS. I did a little outpatient PEDS, but not home health. But I said to myself, I think I'm made to do something more. So I reached out to shout out for AFAPT group in Facebook. So get connected with the, pioneers, good entrepreneur PTs. And I connected with Sir Engelbert de Vera around, I believe it's about November last year. And then got my license for First Shepherd Therapy, healthcare staffing. I did majority of my career here in the U.S. is in home health anyway. So work with all the big boys, have all the softwares, done Oasis. So I said, what will I need else for me to start my own gig? So, hired a good mentor, a consultant, and then here we are. We're going to be 1 year on December 18th. And right now I'm doing this full time.
Wow. I guess this quote here is really for you,
yes.
Man.
Yes, man. That's for me. That's why I, amen.
So what was your biggest challenge, man, when you started this? I mean, did you had a, difficult time? Hey, I want to do this. And what was your biggest challenge?
It led me to a point that I just had enough of it, because I was a rehab director on what you, I think that was the last skilled nursing that you said. I was a rehab director and I cannot really stand it anymore. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When all the Medicare stuff happening. So I said, plus with the COVID pandemic, and I'm still in school also, all those stuff, I said, I need to do this. And I'm not saying that, I need to do this the following year. I really need to do this before the next year so that I can get this thing running immediately. So when you had enough of it, you just need to really get to your big why. Why am I doing this? Plus, I mean, I'll be honest with you. We're a special needs family. My kids are in the, both of my kids are in the autism spectrum. So I need some freedom of time. We're homeschooling full time for 2 years now. So, and you know, when you, when all the chips are down, you really need to get to where you really inside of you that just go for it. Act by faith.
I like what you said, man. I'm drinking my coffee. I like what you said. You know, you mentioned about what's your why.
Yes.
Right? Sometimes in our profession, even in our group, whether it's the alternative career group or whether you're watching on YouTube or on our podcast, a lot of people, oh, I want to go to nursing. I'm a PT. I'm an OT. I want to go to nursing. I don't want to get out of this field. But sometimes you just have to go back to your why. Why did you become a therapist in the first place?
Correct.
Did you came in here because you wanted to help people? You wanted to make money? What's your why? Mm. And then everything will follow. That's the big why there. And I like what Francis said. You know, he has a family. Has the autism spectrum, you know, whatever you call that, disorder. Mm. Go back to that. You know, go back to what you have right now. Not look at what you don't have. That you may think that that's a challenge that you have, but actually, it's actually a blessing.
Yes.
The setback that you've encountered is actually a setup for your next success. Mm-hmm. You know, the stumbling block is actually a stepping stone. So Francis did this and used this as his stepping stone for his next adventure. And now he's probably going to open up, I don't know, a clinic for autism spectrum. I guess that's his next step, you know, because he knows it, right?
You're spoiling it, Doc Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just looking at the vision there,
yes,
man.
Yes, exactly, man. Exactly.
There you go. And it gets addicting, right, Francis?
It is. I mean, that's why once you step into, plus I'm call myself now, like you, Doc Mike, an entrepreneur, not just a businessman. Because businessman, okay, you have a business, you focus on it. Entrepreneur is opening the doors of opportunities based on your niche. And mine is like pioneering businesses, like ideas. We need to talk about the working genius. It's a new thing right now. So once you find those things, it will really lead you to more productivity. And that's what I'm looking forward for next year.
Mm. That's so good. That's so good. So right now, could you please tell me how many, I already asked you this earlier, how many staff or employees do you have right now in your area?
I have PTs, PTAs. I mean, I just cannot count, but probably there are about 17 PT assistants that I'm working with right now. Yep, and five home health agencies. It's just, five is already a lot to handle.
I know, right?
So meaning, I mean, it's a blessing, but you know, but every day just being able to do this, you know, not being an employee, it's a blessing. I consider it. Thank you, God. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. That's so true. That's so true. So now that you have 17 staff or employees that you take care of, what's the next step for Dr. Chang?
Yeah. By the way, Dr. Chang's my nickname of people in San Pedro Laguna, but you can address me Dr. Francis. It's okay. It's okay.
Where in San Pedro? I mean,
San Pedro Laguna. I'm in the inner Laguna, in a place called Calendola in Sampaguita Village. So I'm not in the highway, but I'm probably on the mountain, the boondocks.
The boondocks. We lived in San Pablo, pre.
Yeah, that's inner Laguna. Mm-hmm. Yep. And we're just in the border of Muntinlupa City. So that's why I'm not far
inside or outside?
I know what you're saying. I know. Outside.
Outside.
Only Filipino therapists can relate. Mm-hmm. All right. Yep. So, yeah, I mean, that's why, Doc Mike, I reached out to you because I know you're doing this Gerihab practice. And I want to learn. I mean, I'm open to learning because I believe that, you know, to make the dream work, you should have teamwork. So, meaning you need to reach out to people that have done it and, you know, based on the success that you're having this year, congratulations on opening Gerihab. So proud of you, man. So, yeah, I want to learn. That's just me. I mean, I want to be surrounded by people that are more intelligent, more dynamic, more idealistic than me. That's it.
Perfect. There you go. It's very important that you network with people that are actually really actually better than you, my friends. It's because you are always the average of the five people you hang out with, my friends. So look, reach out to the people who actually knows better than you. If you think you are the smartest person in that room, guess what? You're not. And get out of that room. So yes. Again, thank you very much, Francis. I know you're working right now. Any last parting wisdom for our friends and Facebook friends? And maybe we could share this too, Academy.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And as I said, I mean, I'm a believer what you said. If you're just looking to run it, go into therapy business, just to be like a scapegoat of what you're currently doing right now, think about it, you know. Look inside of you and get your big why out, because, you know, our life is just like a speck. It's like just, you know, a dot in this whole world of eternity. That's why if you're really wanting to start something next year, reach out to very, you know, wise people like Doc Mike, you know. I'm also a classmate of Dr. Jun Saez. So I'm surrounded with Engelbert, surrounded with Dr. Jun Saez. So I'm surrounded with people that have done it, you know, have gone through the hurdles of doing home health staffing. So what else can I do but to also look up to them and be thankful and grateful for the opportunity.
Wow. Wow. Well, thank you again, Francis, for answering the call to be better, to do more. Imagine if Francis didn't answer that call to be an entrepreneur, where would those other 17 employees be at right now? So same thing with our small little company that we have. We have a total of 16 employees, and we're not a big home health agency. We're just outpatient right now. Where would they be? And what we're doing is we're not just doing this for ourselves. Yes. We're doing this for the community. We're doing this for our family. We're doing this for the employees too. So somebody has to step up. Imagine if Mark Zuckerberg didn't step up and answer his calling to start up and open up Facebook. Where would we be? Or even, you know, Steve Jobs. Where would be the Apple be? So somebody has to step up. Some people, they're made to be, you know, the best employee. I was once an employee too. And technically, I'm still self-employed with my company. You know, there are people who can be like that, and some people will have to answer the calling of starting their own business and being the best for their community and everything. Francis, thank you very much for doing this, for joining over. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, dog.
We gotta do another one to, you know, for the University of Perpetual, so we could also encourage.
Yes.
We should have streamed this together with that, but it has a different theme.
That's okay.
And then we talk in Tagalog there.
Yeah, that's a real thing. Doc Mike, can I just plug in a little bit?
Go ahead.
There's something. So we have First Shepherd Health, Therapy and Healthcare Staffing. If you want to reach us out here in Dallas-Fort Worth area, our number is 214-444-5959. I'm active in Facebook too, Francis Espinola, DPT. I'm active in Instagram and Twitter. It's DR_FrancisDPT. And I'm no longer active in MySpace and Friendster, by the way. I'm still there. So just saying.
Do you ever had Friendster? You're that
old
man.
Yeah, I had Friendster before, man.
I don't even have that. Just kidding.
Yeah. And by coming next week, I will also launch drfrancisdpt.com. Some good stuff there, some teaching stuff, so that, you know, we can also bless other rehab professionals and even not rehab professionals. I'm doing podcasts in Spotify called Lead Plus Well. So just sharing some leadership skills, because I believe for you to fuel your dream, your passion, I believe the in-between should, you know, have something talking about leading yourself so that you can lead others well too. That's it, Doc Mike. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
That is so true. That is so true. You got to lead yourself first before you can lead other people. So that's so true. Again, thank you very much, Francis. Appreciate you. Thank you very much for those people who are watching live in the replay and on the podcast and YouTube. We appreciate you. But before I let you go, always remember the word FAST, F-A-S-T, letter F. Find friends that will bring out the best in you, because you are the average of the five people you hang out with. So today I hang out with Francis. He's working right now. I'm not. I just woke up and drinking my coffee. But yeah. You are the average, ladies and gentlemen, of the five people. Who are you hanging out with? He mentioned Engelbert. You know, he's one of my coaches. June is also one of my coaches. You know, Francis is probably going to be one of my coaches. He's going to teach me. You know, sometimes when I'm teaching in the CEU class that I'm teaching, I'm not actually teaching. I'm learning from the students. So you got to find people that are actually better than you, and then you can learn from them. All right. Next letter is letter A, take action. All this stuff that we're doing is not going to do me good. It's not even going to do Francis good if you don't take action. Take action, guys. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction. Whatever you think you should be doing. So today after this show, I'm going to take action. I'm just going to go out and go to the gym a little bit. I'm gaining weight from all this Thanksgiving holiday. All right, next letter is letter S, shoot for the moon. If you keep shooting for the moon, guess what? You're going to miss it, but you're going to be landing with the stars. You're gonna fail, ladies and gentlemen. I bet Francis has also failed several times, but it doesn't matter how many times you failed or fallen or got sick. What matters is how many times you get up and do this all over again, okay? Don't stop. Just keep going. Just keep going one day at a time, one step at a time, okay? And last but not the least is letter T. Not time out, but teach it. Why? When you hear it, you forget. When you see it, you remember. But when you're actually teaching it and declaring it, you're actually understanding it more. And that's what Francis is doing. He's teaching people how to lead well and be well. All right. Again, thank you very much. We appreciate you. Francis, thank you very much. We will see you again, obviously, next week, right? So, again, thank you. Appreciate. Oh, speaking of that, tonight, we're going to have that webinar, yes. How to Find Your Alternative Healthcare Career. Around 6 o'clock
6 p.m.
in the group, 6 p.m. at Central Standard Time. And I just looked at it. It's my dad's birthday. Rest in peace, Dad, but happy birthday, Dad, in heaven. Again, thank you very much. We appreciate you. You have a good day. Bye-bye.
HelloNote is a truly therapist-friendly practice management solution with integrated EMR that will enhance workflow, efficiency, and patient care. HelloNote reduces error and allows you to spend more time with your patients. It comes integrated with billing. Claims are generated once a note is completed. You can bill with one click and a patient portal, which streamlines the patient intake process. Beautifully engineered and cloud-based for easy accessibility, the software works on all platforms. You can access patient records from anywhere. We also offer 24/7 support. HelloNote is the practice management solution that you're looking for.
I hope you enjoyed the show. Check out our website at drmikechua.com or alternativehealthcarecareers.com for more information. Again, ACG, be awesome, be great, be excellent. Thank you, and hope to see you on our next episode. Goodbye.